Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is 8:17, and it's time for our live local interview. We have some music in the background that I hope will whet your appetite a little bit for what we're going to talk about today. We have two guests in the studio today, Jasmine Shaw. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. And our special guest for today, Mohan Raj Arul.
Morning.
Good morning. Mohan is an exchange student from India, and we're here to talk about a cooking class that our celebrity chef from India, Mohan, is going to be teaching. You're laughing. You're thinking this.
Oh, he was on my radio show yesterday, and he was telling me how he has achieved a level of fame here in Sitka that would not be possible in India. I mean, he's been on the cover of the newspaper.
Yes.
Celebrity chef.
So celebrity chef. So celebrity chef. You know, YouTube channel, here we come. Right? So Mohan, please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about where you're from and what you've got planned for next week.
Yeah. So my name is Mohan Raj Arul. So I think most of the people call me Mohan, and then some people call me Mohan, which I kind of like. It's kind of okay, but I liked Mohan though, but it's fine for me. So I came from India. So I came from the southern part of India. So I came from a city where like 10 million people lived there. But after coming to Sitka, it's kind of like 8,000, and like it's like part of my street in India. So all right. So
part of your street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of my street, so it's kind of huge, and then it's kind of really, really peace. There's no, like, too many loud noises or something, so it's kind of really peace to live in Sitka. So.
Peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have a question about your name. So do you ask people to correct? Do you correct them?
Well,
I don't pronounce your name.
I don't really care about what they call me, but they at least call me with my letters like Mohan or Mohan, which starts with M. So I'm just proud of that. So I don't really care about what pronunciation they call me, but I'm really happy because my basketball coach usually called me as Mohan. And then after that, like some people told me he's not Mohan, it's Mohan. And then he's like, he just apologized to me. And then he's like, I'm going to call you Mohan. So sorry. And then it's fine. I don't really care about what the people call me. So.
All right. Well, I think you do care about what you're going to be cooking. So let's talk a little bit about what you have planned. So you have a special dish that you're planning on teaching people how to cook,
mm-hmm.
coming up on Tuesday for Sitka Kitsch. And I'm going to ask Jasmine to talk just for a second about what Sitka Kitsch is and what there's a theme, I think, going on right now. And what's the idea behind that?
Sitka Kitsch is our community kitchen here in town, and we're doing a Cooking Around the World series currently. So far, we've had classes in Cajun cooking, and then we had a Spanish chef come through that taught zarzuela last month. And mm-hmm. so Mohan will be the third class in the series doing Indian cooking, and we're still setting the rest of the classes, but you can probably look forward to Filipino food, Thai food, and another Indian cooking class.
Great. So what's on the menu? So tell us what you have planned, Mohan.
So I'm planning like the really famous and popular dish in India called chicken biryani. So it's just like really, really super delicious, but it's kind of hard to pronounce, but it's fine, but it tastes really good. But I'm going to try this the first time because I haven't done a cooking class before, so
okay.
I'm really bad at cooking, but I'm
Now,
I'm
wait a
pretty
minute. Now, I don't, that's not the report I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of good, but I don't know how much spice do you have to put in each food. So I'm not a good chef. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a good chef because I usually make my husband's to making running nose or running tears from the eyes because it's super spicy, and then burn their lips or something like that, because that's what I'm saying. I'm not a good chef, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to do really good in Jasmine's cooking class, I guess. But probably I have to be concerned about the spiciness of the food, I guess. So.
Well, I did see in the paper that that this was going to be a spicier than perhaps what people are used to, kind of
for the people of Sitka, but not for the people of India, though,
okay.
right? So it's going to be really weird, but I'm just going to try to produce a spice, and then I'm going to do as best as I can, and then I'm going to do my best.
So tell me about the spices. So are you able to find the spices that you need?
Well,
here in Sitka?
Yeah, it's kind of like I got all like 90% of the spices in Sitka, but it's kind of really hard to get the spices like cardamom or like chili powder, which is like super spicious ingredient in India, which you couldn't get in like in the west side of United States. But if you go to like New Jersey or something, you could probably get some for like lower prices, something like that. But I just really found like 90% of the spices, like nutmeg, like cardamom and cinnamon sticks. But this is really complicated. But if the people really want to learn this, they could learn, and then they could like enjoy whenever time they want. They can make like a big meal or something like that.
Okay. So how complicated is this? How many? I mean, I don't want to scare people off either.
Well,
right?
But I say complicated because this food takes to make prepare like 2.5 hours.
Oh, okay.
So which takes lots of chopping, lots of frying, stirring, sorting, and then there's like bunch of stuff to do. But I think it's fun if a lot of people help me, and then it'd be really awesome.
Yeah. So the main ingredient is chicken.
Yeah.
Right. And what other ingredients? What else will you have prepare as part of the recipe?
So yeah, this dish is basically like a mixture of ingredients with chicken and a special rice called basmati rice, which is like the non-sticky rice. Mm-hmm.
And that's available here.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's available in Sitka, but it's called basmati rice, which is like super long, like maybe like 1 inch of long, I guess. It's kind of basically kind of similar to noodles, but it's kind of like really long, so that people love to eat that. And then this is the specific rice you have to use for this dish because to make sure it doesn't stick with the ingredients, so it makes too spicier. So that's why they use this non-sticky rice. And then basically, like, you cook for, like, so after putting all the stuff inside, you basically cook for, like, 1/2 hour, and then the dish is ready. But it takes a lot of time to chop and put the chickens inside and stuff like that. So
tell me again the name of the recipe.
It's called chicken biryani.
Okay, and this is so you're from the southern part of India.
Yeah.
Is this a regional specialty, or is this something that anywhere in the country, I know it's a huge country, is that something that is eaten everywhere?
Yeah, it's kind of like the most common dish in India, though. Even though if you go in Pakistan, which is like really close to India, they have also the biryani dish, just because it's closer to India. So it's kind of really popular. So the difference is, as you go further north, you can taste the spiciest biryani forever, but compared to the southern one, because southern people like eat, I think most of the people in US think like southern people eat a lot of spice compared to the northern people, but in India it's kind of different. The northern people eat more spice than the southern people eat. So it's kind of, but it's kind of like it's like the common famous dish in India.
So if you go out to eat somewhere,
yeah,
is this a dish that you might order?
Well, it depends upon what things you're going. If you're going for a birthday party, I would probably order a burger or a pizza. And then if you're going like a family tour or like a big meal or something, you just go and order like, I just need a biryani or something.
Okay.
But it's going to be like a lot of different taste and something like that.
Okay, so tell me about your favorite place to go to eat this dish. Do you have a favorite place?
Yeah, it's really, really right close to my house, which is called the Hyderabad Biryani, which is like, so they have like,
so the name of the dish is in the name of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So what happened is like, as soon as the biryani dish gets more popular, each state tried to find their own recipe, and then they just started naming as like Hyderabad Biryani, Mumbai Biryani, like that, because it's based over each state.
Okay.
And then they started to like naming those states because they had their own spices, but it tastes really good, and then you can find a lot of difference between each state's biryani. That's the craziest thing about this food, so that's what I'm making.
Wow.
But I'm not sure what kind of biryani I'm making, but it's Indian biryani.
Okay.
So.
Mohan's
so
biryani.
Yeah.
That's right. We're going to name this one, Celebrity Chef Mohan Biryani. And we're out of time.
Yeah.
Already. So, gosh, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Jasmine, can you remind us when the event is and how people can sign up if they haven't signed up yet?
The event is on Tuesday, January 15th at 6 to 8 p.m. or 6 to 8:30 p.m. It will be held at the Sitka Lutheran Church.
Okay.
You can enter in through the back alley entrance. You can sign up at sitkakitch.eventsmart.com. And there's still a few spots left, though. not too many. So sign up
not
soon.
Not too many.
Registration closes on Saturday at midnight.
Okay, great. Well, good luck, and I think people are going to enjoy this. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for being an exchange student here and becoming our own celebrity chef and celebrity everything else here
Thank
in
you.
Town. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.